Howdy Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference, January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
As we begin the new year, plenty of issues for Colin Woodall and his team at the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to be dealing with. Perhaps at the top of the list is to make sure that the Trump administration doesn't do anything bad when it comes to trade deals we currently have.
For NCBA, our focus is going to be concluding the NAFTA renegotiations as quickly as possible and getting whatever that new NAFTA 2.0 looks like, not only agreed to, but also through Congress. Markets hate uncertainty, and there just continues to be a tremendous amount of uncertainty in regard to what's going to happen with the relationship between two of our largest trading partners. And for us in the cattle business, as we continue to see our herd expand, we need to make sure that we maintain access to both Canada and Mexico. So for us, so far the news has been good that cattle and beef access has not been on the chopping block, but ultimately we need the agreement to stay in place, and that is our continued focus and message to the administration is keep us in NAFTA. At the same time, though, we know there's going to be continued discussion about the South Korean agreement, better known as CORUS. Again, we have a very successful agreement, one that has basically resulted in South Korea becoming our number two export market in value for U.S. beef. We have to maintain that as well. Again, as we talk about this expanding domestic herd, we have a very mature beef-eating market here in the United States, and we need to be able to move product, and moving product means getting it overseas. So for us, it looks like 2018 will continue to be a defensive position where we're just trying to protect the agreements that we currently have.
And while the cattle industry would love to be playing offense and seeing us get closer to a bilateral deal with Japan, for example, Colin Woodall says as far as trade is concerned, it's all about defense. And he says it's also about trying to explain the uniqueness of agriculture on some other issues as well. For example, the trucking issue, where the cattle industry and other segments of agriculture are trying to educate Uncle Sam when it comes to the use of electronic logging devices, ELDs, when it comes to hauling livestock.
Right now, most commercial truckers are having to comply with the electronic logging devices. However, for agriculture, we were able to buy ourselves a little time in order to address the issue of hours of service, because we know that the ELDs and the hours of service as they exist don't work for live animals being hauled down the road. We can't have these animals sitting on the side of the road. We need them moving in order to keep them comfortable and get them to market as quickly as possible. It truly is an animal welfare issue for us. So we were happy that the Department of Transportation understood that and took the action to give us some more time. But now we have to find a way to get more exemptions from DOT in order to make sure that agriculture is treated differently.
One other issue, Colin, I know that you've been working really hard on for a long, long time, over several administrations, in fact, is the issue of the Endangered Species Act. Where are we on ESA?
We knew that ESA modernization was going to be a long-term project, and that truly has been the shape of this entire effort thus far. We spent 2017, as you had mentioned, doing the prep work, making sure that we got the buy-in and got some draft language that we knew could be successful. Now it's going to be a matter of taking 2018, get that language introduced, get some markups, and hopefully get a bill passed as we get into early summer. We still believe that there's an appetite in Congress to make this happen. There's definitely an appetite among stakeholders to make it happen, and this will be a major policy push for NCBA and the Public Lands Council here in Washington, D.C. in 2018.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The first sale of the new year for Superior Livestock is Bellringer 31, 10th and 11th of January, live from Denver, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 and now on DirecTV Channel 603. Also on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 70,000 to sell with 24,000 yearling steers, 10,000 yearling heifers, and 32,000 weaned calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117 Superior Livestock. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.